From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The magnitude of this disaster is utterly overwhelming. Those are the words today of Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan. He is speaking, of course, of the huge earthquake that hit South Asia over the weekend. The number of dead is estimated to be in the tens of thousands. The United Nations says 2.5 million people are homeless. Rescue and relief crews are just now reaching some of the hardest-hit areas. Muzaffarabad is the capital of Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Washington Post South Asia Bureau Chief John Lancaster reached that city by car today, and he described the scene for us.
From a distance, it looks reasonably intact. You know, it seems like the buildings are more or less standing, but as you get closer, you start to see that, in fact, many buildings have actually collapsed, and it seems like virtually every building has suffered, you know, at least some damage. There's rubble in the streets, the utility lines are down. It's an absolute mess.
Now, is the relief effort there organized, or are things still fairly chaotic?
Things are hugely chaotic. There is a fairly substantial military presence there. Of course, there was a lot of military in the area, you know, even before the earthquake, and they've since sent in additional people. The problem is they don't have any equipment, as far as I could tell. The road leading into Muzaffarabad is barely passable because of landslides, and they just can't get any heavy equipment in. So you've got, you know, hundreds of soldiers standing around with not an awful lot to do, really, other than sort of direct traffic and try and maintain some semblance of order. But there really isn't a lot of activity in terms of earth moving and that kind of thing that you'd expect to see.
And did people in Muzaffarabad offer any estimate at all as to how many lives might have been lost there in the quake?
Well, I mean, there's an official estimate floating around of 10,000 or so that I've seen. I don't think anybody really has a clue. I mean, you know, there were thousands of people killed, clearly. And, I mean, you see bodies lying on cots by the side of the street. The smell of death is everywhere. The bodies have started to decompose. People are covering their mouths with handkerchiefs. There's obviously just thousands of bodies under the rubble still.
Do you have any sense whether there are functioning hospitals in Muzaffarabad today?
Well, I do indeed. There is no functioning hospital in Muzaffarabad. The main government hospital, it's called the Combined Military Hospital, it's a civil and army hospital, is completely destroyed. I talked to the army colonel who runs the hospital, and he said we're not functioning, period. So any medical treatment is being done out in the open for the most part in this soccer field down the road.
I want you to give us some context of what's happened here in terms of Pakistan and President Musharraf's leadership. Would this be seen by people as a general test of the effectiveness of the regime in Islamabad? Is it assumed that no regime would do very well under these circumstances? What's your general impression?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's one that people are just starting to ask, although I have to say that most people are so focused on kind of immediate survival needs. Although I will say that you do get plenty of anger out there in the villages and in Muzaffarabad about the government response. Now, some of that, I think, is just, you know, people reacting out of understandable emotion under the circumstances. But I do think you certainly hear people asking, you know, we have this military government supposed to be so efficient. Where are they?
You mean that's supposed to be the virtue of the government, that efficiency was one of the benefits of having a military government?
I mean, I think that a lot of people, at least for the first few years of Musharraf's government, and many people even now perhaps, still are willing to cut him some slack because they feel that after many years of corrupt and relatively incompetent civilian rule, that he was going to bring kind of a new efficiency to running Pakistan. And, you know, in some respects, I suppose you could argue that he has. But given the fact that many villages still haven't been reached, people are starting to ask, whether the government is really kind of living up to its own claims. I think you have to be fair about it. It's a horrific situation spread over thousands of square miles. Any government would be staggering under the weight of this. I mean, you can just look at what happened in New Orleans recently.
John Lancaster of The Washington Post, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.